Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And we've got the phone lines wide open. I'm Rosie. My son Romy is right here. We're in the studio here to take your calls, hear out your questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin, and see if we can't help you with whatever it is you're trying to tackle. You call the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. My wife, sweet Jennifer, picks up the phone, finds your name and your question, and we'll get you on air as quick as we can with the aid and assistance and guidance of our broadcast engineer, Mr. Gary D. So we're a team, and we're here for you, the Arizona homeowner. Again, it's 1-888-767-4348. Now, I would be really remiss if I didn't start the show about one point in particular. Folks, if you own a home and you're sitting on equity in that home, whether you're sitting on equity or not, this past week, with all the global news that's coming up, you can now put a mortgage on your home at the lowest interest rate ever recorded. So think about this. If you've been in your home 5, 6, 7, 8 years, maybe 10 years, you are sitting on a ton of equity. And you're probably in the 5% mortgage interest rate. For people with good credit, that interest rate is approaching, it's below 3.5%. You could refinance your house now if you've got 20 years left on the mortgage, refinance it to a 15-year, your payment will probably be about the same, maybe less. You'll pay it off in 5 years earlier. I would not encourage anyone to refinance and go back to a 30-year. You're just defeating the purpose of saving the money. But if you've got the opportunity, if your mortgage rate is sitting at 5, 5.5, 6%, which many of you are, now is the perfect time. What other perfect time would there be to have a little bit more money and more cash in your pocket instead of the mortgage company's pocket? This is, in spite of all the news that's going on, this is an excellent, excellent opportunity for those of you who are paying attention. I know several people I've talked to in the past couple weeks who refinanced when they thought it was as low as it was going to get, and they're paying 4, 4.25%, which is a good rate. One of them in particular, and they're 6 years into that mortgage, so from 30-year, now they've got 24-year balance left to make payments. When they ran the numbers, refinanced at the new rate and took it from a 24-year mortgage to a 15-year mortgage, their payment actually went down a tiny bit. So they're going to pay the house off 9 years faster with a lower payment. And that won't work for all of you. Some of you may, it'll bounce up a little bit. But boy, what a great opportunity at interest rates this low to jump on board and at the very least do an analysis for it and just see, should you do it or shouldn't you? Now's the time to look at it. And I would be delinquent in my duties of being your best friend if I didn't bring that to your attention.
There's a couple companies that are fairly new that are introducing new ways to buy a home. And one of these startups that was mentioned in the Wall Street Journal's mansion section that came out yesterday was developed by a co-founder of Uber. And they are saying, you know, their marketing ploy is, we've essentially built a 401k out of your house. And they're selling it that, you know, if you can't afford a 20% down payment or you're competing with another cash buyer, you know, come to us. We'll help you out. But you're also sharing your equity with them. I don't like that idea at all.
I'd be very uncomfortable sharing anything as a homeowner.
Yeah. That makes me very uncomfortable. You know, I'm sure there's a time and place that might help somebody and it might be a good fit, but man, that's your equity is too valuable to your quality of life give that up just to be in a certain home or a certain neighborhood.
Call Galaxy Lending, folks. Rosie certified. That's a good place to start.
It reminds me of another call I took this week as well. It was a homeowner, and they had heard a program on solar, and they had called the person out, and they had just been at their home the night before, and they called us, and they're like, you know, it all sounds good, but there's just something not right, and we talked through it, and we walked through it, and, you know, even after we talked to it, I'm like, well, if there's a reason you feel something's wrong, there's a good reason for that feeling, and you need to trust your instinct. And they were just trying to get me to talk them out of feeling bad. And I'm like, you really need a second opinion here, because there's way too many red flags here. And it's all the typical stuff, you know, this offer's only good for 3 days and you got to make the decision now. I mean, everything was just designed to force, push. You should never have to be forced, push to make a decision on your home. And the funniest thing about this, there's two really interesting things about this. First, they're on SRP. So most SRP homes are dual energy, gas and electric. Second, when do you save most on solar?
Summertime.
And they live in Prescott in their second home during the summer.
Oops.
So you're not even using the house at the time you need the solar the most. And this is like a $30,000 proposal. And, well, it's not supposed to cost us anything. And they're like, well, you know, it's the money's coming somewhere because they're not doing this for free. So anyway, we're going into the summer months, and this is the time of year we get a lot of, you know, the travel industry, the restaurant industry, they hate the summertime. The snowbirds are leaving, the tourisms are leaving, but
there's not going to be any of that anyway.
That's true. That's true. Maybe not this year. But what will be is the typical influx of advertising all over, whether it's radio or TV or internet or magazines or billboards or whatever the place, social media. You see everybody flocking to Arizona and Phoenix and Tucson and Casa Grande. You know, all these ways to save money and, you know, reduce your energy costs and live more comfortably and blah, 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 blah. So many of these things, man, the return on investment is just, it's not a great financial decision. Now, it doesn't mean it's a wrong decision. There's a lot of value in comfort. And if that's what you're going for, you know, cost isn't a factor to you, well, then, yeah, maybe this fill-in-the-blank product is right for you. But, man, there's no reason to waste your equity on different products or services you're not going to get a return on if you are budget sensitive.
Just be real careful about promises.
and rate of return. If it's going to take 30 years to get a return on it, what other things could you do with that money that would be better invested?
Well, let me take just a couple minutes here before we go to break and invite you homeowners to call. The lines are open, 1-888-767-4348. And let me just take a minute and a half here and kind of take a load off your shoulders, okay? Many of you are weighed down by the weight of the news this past week. You know, Wall Street Journal headlines, economy is battered. The Dow posts the worst day since 1987. Well, let me just tell you that these worsts can also present lots of opportunities.
Because the next day they had the biggest gain.
The worst was October of 1987. And folks, I started my remodeling company January 1st, 1988. And there's opportunities here for you as well. Don't keep yourself weighed down by the weight of the news. All right, find a way to replenish your inner heart and your inner spirit. And we're going to try and play a part in that every single Saturday. And one of the ways we do that is provide you with tips and information of ways you might be able to take care of things around the house yourself. Maybe you've never tried it. Well, maybe this is a good time to maybe try one or two. And we'll kind of coach you through it. Romy's been insistent for a long time that we need to include more videos on our website. Well, of all the videos we've done at Rosie on the House, there's one about fixing interior doors that's been viewed by more people around the globe than any other video we've ever posted. And it's our featured weekly to-do. Fixing swinging doors. Doors that we call ghosting. They won't stay where you put them. Maybe for ventilation purposes into a nursery, you want the door just barely cracked, but enough to shut down the light and some of the noise. Maybe it's a door you want left completely wide open, but the door ghosts to a half-closed position or a position you didn't set it in. Well, we address that in our weekly to-do, and I'm going to cover it in just a couple real short tips right after this break. But it's also on video, and I want you to see it.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Your fiberglass product, in my opinion, it's the right window for Arizona. Explain that a little bit.
Pella's got a patented process. They pultrude fiberglass through this die. It's a matted material. So unlike the back of a shower enclosure, you know how it's random strands and
it's
pokey.
Right.
That's not what our windows look like. It looks like almost like a window screen mesh when it comes through and ready to put into the frame. And once it's all heat sealed and made rigid, it goes through a powder coating process. So you can get a really nice looking window that's very strong, very durable.
What matters is how you treat your doors and windows. They are the weakest link. Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.